think I'd forget about you. Of course I wouldn't. You're my favorite waste of time, baby. You're surprised I remembered all the little things you like in the order you told them to me. You'd be surprised what us fucked up people like the most in life. I like to take every little feeling and make it that much more. When I look at you, I still see that goody fucking two-shoes you used to be. How you came so far, maybe I've fallen even further. I know you crave me, baby. And it's in that fucked up kind of way, where you feel bad at the same time that you don't. The guilt gnawing at you in just the right kind of way to make it satisfying, right? That's what we are. Broken, battered, and that much more fucked up and worth the kiss. When I kiss you, when I dry hump you like this, it's not just to make sure you know you're my girl, but because I want you to know, genuinely, this shit isn't a fucking romance from novels. Nothing's so perfect. It's the fucked up ones from the gutters that nobody loved, only to find each other in the end. But we're not like that, are we? 'Cause you are that perfect one. The perfect one that's way more perfect than me. So perfect indeed, I get sick of the fucking word. And even then, even if I went that far as to say you're just perfect, I defiled you, didn't I? Because now you're not anymore, are you? You're just like me. Such a fucking mess, huh? A mess that you can't get over because you want me. And I love that. I love that you want me. It makes me feel so alive. I feel like all the shit in the world that I couldn't have is right in front of me. That's right. You're my one fucking W. So come here and be my prize. I don't care what it means. Does any of that matter? You've already given up fighting against it. It's like fate that binds us in the best and worst ways. You know damn well how it goes. You know damn well how I am. And there's no escaping that, no. If we're gonna be a mess, we're gonna do it together. Every fucking second. You like that? I bet you felt that one, judging by how your body did. And just like that, we go further in this mess of feelings to the point where you can't escape a single feeling without remembering that I defiled it, that I made you feel something more. Needlessly mocking me. Demonizing myself now. That's what you're calling what I'm doing? Don't be stupid. Really now? That's how we're doing this? Now you're just getting cocky. Trying to interpret what I'm actually feeling. And how do you suppose any of that is true? How do you suppose it's just that when you're the one that's just as desperate for it, dumbass? You think you can escape the blame just because you've got that cute face, that cute body? Come on now. Let's be honest, we're toxic. And sometimes it gets to me. Even when I don't want it to, I get sick of it. I don't want to always be the bad guy. Definitely not to you. Because honestly, maybe I don't want us both to burn to cinders. And if I do, won't you promise me one thing? If all of this goes to hell, if the league goes to hell, all I want is that you don't get hung up on my death. I know it's morbid, but I want you to be happy, whether we end up together or not. I want it to be one of those mixed feeling, bittersweet type things. I'm not killing myself off. I just figured I'd make one of those cool promises that would make you think I was way cooler than I actually am. Relax, I don't have a victim complex. If anything, I have a victim-making complex. You forget it. I've got a lot of blood on my hands and a lot more dust and burn scars than anybody you've ever met. At this point, all I want is one thing from you. I just want you to promise me you don't regret being with me. I mean that. I don't regret a second of our time together, except for maybe one thing. Sometimes feeling like I dragged you down a bit. Obviously. Never wanted to do that. Nobody ever really consciously wants to do that shit. Just happens, you know. It happens. And I feel bad, but I won't apologize. Because whatever we end up, we did so with our own words, our own actions. And for what it's worth, I love you. And I want you just as bad as that. You know, I thought about not saying any of this, just making love to you and pretending I didn't have those complicated feelings. And I thought, if I did that, I really would be a monster, wouldn't I? You deserve to know how your man feels. You deserve to feel alive just like I do. And if everything burns to ashes, fuck it. At least we burn together. Or hell, not at all in the other case. As shitty as it is to say, I think I'd pull that hero bullshit if it came to a you or me situation, or one where I had to make a split-second choice to save your life or to die. Probably both, right? Knowing me, I'd go overboard. And then what? You gonna resent me for dying in your arms? Well, if you don't want to see that ending, promise me one thing. No matter what we face, no matter what we do, don't stab me in the back, okay? Because I care for you more than I want to, more than I ever thought I could. Don't make me die. That's right, you should feel guilty. If it ever came to that. I'm so haunting your ass. Just avoid it then. That's what I plan on doing. I'm not beyond running away, fuck it. I'll run from anyone if it means surviving. Doesn't mean I won't burn them the next time. Pick your fights, idiot. That's how you have to, or you end up dead for real. Look, I'm not gonna tell you anything else, but I don't wanna have the opposite happen. Or I'm holding you in my arms and you're dying. That's right, I'm selfish and a hypocrite. You'll get used to it eventually. That was an angry kiss, huh? I could get used to those.